Private equity bet on consumer health accelerates as Avista buys Sanitact. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde, and number 9,650, Avista Capital Partners in Belgium and hashtag X27, S. Damier Group agreed to acquire Sanitact, a German vitamins and dietary supplements company, as part of private equity and hashtag X27, S. sustained bet on the consumer health sector. Avista has deployed over $7 billion across healthcare and consumer investment since inception and brings operational expertise in scaling branded consumer platforms to the deal. Europe and hashtag X27's dietary supplements market grew at a compound annual rate exceeding 5% through 2025, driven by aging demographics and preventive health trends, making it attractive for consolidation by private equity buyers targeting fragmented categories. Private equity's appetite for consumer health is accelerating, and Avista Capital Partners just demonstrated why. The New York-based firm, partnering with Belgium's Damier Group, the family office of serial entrepreneur Yvonne Vindevogel, has agreed to acquire Sanitact, a German vitamins and dietary supplements company. Financial terms were not disclosed, but the transaction signals institutional capital's continued bet on a sector where consumer demand, regulatory tailwinds, and margin expansion converge. The deal positions Avista to capture a slice of Europe's fragmented wellness market at a moment when vertical integration and direct-to-consumer models are reshaping distribution economics. The transaction represents a cross-border partnership between institutional capital and entrepreneurial wealth. Avista, which has deployed over $7 billion across healthcare and consumer investment since inception, brings operational expertise in scaling branded consumer platforms. Damier Group, the vehicle for Vindevogel's capital, adds European market access and a track record of building consumer-facing businesses. Sanitact, based in Germany, operates in a market where dietary supplements grew at a compound annual rate exceeding 5% through 2025, driven by aging demographics and preventive health trends. Details on Sanitact's revenue, EBITDA, or existing ownership structure were not made public. The company manufactures and distributes vitamins, minerals, and dietary supplements across retail and pharmacy channels in Germany and neighboring markets. What the deal underscores is private equity's sustained focus on consumer health assets that sit at the intersection of wellness, retail distribution, and recurring revenue models. Avista's involvement suggests the firm sees consolidation potential in a category where small and mid-market brands often lack capital for international expansion or digital infrastructure. The strategic architecture Sanitact fits a pattern. Over the past 36 months, consumer health mergers and acquisitions in Europe has pivoted toward assets with brand equity, scientific credibility, and multi-channel distribution. Private equity buyers have targeted companies that can be repositioned as premium wellness platforms, often combining traditional retail presence with e-commerce acceleration. Avista's prior investments in healthcare services and consumer brands indicate a playbook: acquire a market leader in a fragmented category, professionalize operations, expand SKU count, and either pursue bolt-on acquisitions or position for a strategic exit to a larger pharmaceutical or consumer goods conglomerate. The involvement of Damier Group is equally instructive. Family offices have become more active co-investors in private equity deals, particularly in sectors where operational involvement adds value. Vindevogel, whose entrepreneurial ventures span logistics, consumer goods, and technology, brings both capital and strategic networks. Family office capital often carries patient timelines and flexible return expectations, making it an attractive co-investor for firms like Avista when deal structures require longer hold periods or significant operational intervention. Germany's regulatory environment for dietary supplements, governed by EU directives and national food safety laws, provides both stability and barriers to entry. Products must meet stringent labeling and safety standards, which advantages incumbents with established manufacturing and compliance infrastructure. Sanitact's existing market position likely includes distribution relationships with pharmacies and retail chains, assets that are expensive and time-consuming to replicate. Avista and Damier are acquiring not just a brand, but a distribution footprint and regulatory compliance apparatus that new entrants would struggle to match. Margin expansion in a commoditized category, vitamins and dietary supplements occupy a curious position in consumer health economics. On one hand, ingredients are commoditized, with active pharmaceutical ingredients sourced globally at thin margins. On the other, branded products command price premiums, particularly when positioned around specific health claims, organic certifications, or scientific formulation. The value creation thesis for buyers like Avista typically rests on three levers: margin expansion through supply chain optimization, revenue growth via brand extension and geographic expansion, and multiple arbitrage by selling to a strategic acquirer at a higher valuation. Consider the margin structure. A mid-market vitamins company operating through retail and pharmacy channels might generate EBITDA margins in the 12% to 18% range. Private equity operators can push margins higher by renegotiating supplier contracts, consolidating manufacturing, and shifting product mix toward higher margin SKUs such as premium formulations, combination products, or specialty supplements targeting specific demographics, for example, prenatal, vitamins, senior health, sports nutrition. E-commerce offers additional margin leverage by eliminating wholesale discounts and enabling direct-to-consumer pricing, though it requires upfront investment in digital marketing and logistics. Revenue growth typically follows two paths: organic expansion through new product launches and increased distribution, and inorganic growth via bolt-on acquisitions. The European vitamins market remains fragmented, with hundreds of small brands serving national or regional markets. A well-capitalized buyer can pursue a buy-and-build strategy, rolling up adjacent brands to create a multi-brand platform with pan-European scale. Avista's track record suggests this is the likely playbook. The firm has demonstrated willingness to support portfolio companies through multiple acquisitions, building scaled platforms that command premium exit valuations. Regulatory crosswinds and cross-border complexity wellness mergers and acquisitions does not occur in a vacuum. The regulatory landscape for consumer health products is tightening. In the United States, Takeda Pharmaceutical faces a jury verdict of nearly $885 million in damages, which will triple under federal antitrust law to more than $2.6 billion, for allegedly engaging in pay-for-delay tactics that postpone generic competition for its gastrointestinal drug Amitiza. The case illustrates the legal risks when pharmaceutical companies use settlements and reverse payments to manage competitive dynamics. While Sanitact operates in the supplements category, not prescription drugs, the verdict signals heightened scrutiny of anti-competitive behavior across healthcare sectors. Meanwhile, geopolitical tensions are reshaping biopharma deal flows. A Republican congressman recently called on the Trump administration to restrict capital flows into China's biotech sector, specifically citing concerns over deals that could transfer intellectual property or manufacturing capabilities. While the Sanitact transaction is purely intra-European, the broader policy environment reflects growing caution around cross-border healthcare investments, particularly those involving manufacturing and supply chain dependencies. For buyers like Avista, this reinforces the strategic value of European-based assets with localized supply chains and regulatory compliance. Another regulatory tailwind, the FDA's recent approval of Gilead Sciences' hepatitis D treatment Hepcludex, 4 years after an initial rejection over manufacturing issues. The approval underscores the commercial value of resolving regulatory bottlenecks, a dynamic that applies to consumer health products as well. Dietary supplement manufacturers must navigate evolving standards for ingredient sourcing, labeling accuracy, and health claim substantiation. Companies with robust quality management systems and regulatory affairs capabilities, like Sanitact presumably possesses, are better positioned to weather compliance changes and command acquisition premiums. The Plaquemine view the Sanitact acquisition is a textbook example of private equity exploiting structural inefficiencies in mid-market consumer health. What the market may be underestimating, however, is the margin expansion potential from vertical integration. Most European vitamins companies rely on third-party manufacturers and contract packagers. Avista has the capital and operational expertise to bring manufacturing in-house or negotiate exclusive long-term supply agreements, locking in cost advantages competitors cannot match. The real upside lies not in top-line growth, which will be steady but unspectacular, but in EBITDA margin expansion from 15% to north of 22% over a 36-month period. The involvement of Damier Group signals another underappreciated dynamic. Family offices are becoming de facto operating partners in private equity deals, not just passive co-investors. Vindevogel's consumer goods experience and European networks will likely translate into tangible value creation, whether through introductions to retail buyers, insights into consumer trends, or strategic guidance on brand positioning. This co-investment structure is becoming more common in middle-market deals, and it will drive better returns than traditional club deals where all parties are purely financial investors. The exit path is equally important. Avista is not building Sanitact for an initial public offering. The buyer universe includes large pharmaceutical companies divesting prescription assets and reorienting toward consumer health, multinational consumer goods conglomerates seeking wellness platforms, and European private equity firms with larger funds and appetite for scaled platforms. A credible exit scenario involves a 4 to 5 year hold period, during which Avista executes 2 to 3 bolt-on acquisitions, expands EBITDA by 60% to 80% through operational improvements and revenue growth, and sells to a strategic acquirer at a 12x to 14x EBITDA multiple. At that multiple, Even a mid-sized platform generating 50 million euros in EBITDA would command a 600 million euros to 700 million euros valuation, delivering a 2.5x to 3.0x return assuming a reasonable entry multiple. The bottom line, Avista and Damier are betting that European wellness consumers will continue trading up to premium supplements, that distribution channels remain open to new partnerships, and that operational improvements can drive margin expansion faster than commodity pricing can erode it. Those are reasonable assumptions given demographic trends, regulatory stability, and the track record of consumer health roll-ups. The risk lies in execution, integrating acquisitions, maintaining brand equity while optimizing costs, and navigating retail consolidation as pharmacy chains and e-commerce platforms demand steeper discounts. But for institutional capital seeking uncorrelated returns in a sector with durable demand and fragmentation-driven mergers and acquisitions opportunities, Sanitact represents precisely the kind of asset that generates returns through operational alpha, not multiple expansion. Expect Avista to move quickly on bolt-on acquisitions and for this platform to be back in the market within 48 months, likely at a valuation that will make wellness investors take note.